Cronk and the Bro podcast.
Cronk and the Bro. All right. Welcome, everyone. Another installment of Cronk and the Bro.
Thanks for tuning in again and joining us this week for episode 24.
24.
Mm-hmm.
I really love our topic today.
You do?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, come on. You got to do it as well.
Of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love your enthusiasm.
This is going to be fun.
About it. Yeah. Yeah, we are going to be talking about getting tipsy.
Great.
Making our parents proud, truly.
Yeah, we'll make everyone proud.
Don't listen, Grandma.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to preface this because we're going to, you know, reflect on some things. So we're going to protect the names. You're going to protect the names of the individuals?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, no, I'm not. I won't get nitty gritty like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. All right. So we are going to protect the names of the individuals, but you know, we'll still have fun. Maybe not obviously you'll get confessions from us. So that's really it. That's the prize today for the audience. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard a fair amount of your college shenanigan stories, but I am so curious to hear what you have like on the lineup today.
Okay.
Like, are you going with college? You going with after college, before we met? Like, just so curious where you're diving in.
Yeah, I think the most of the shenanigans are college and then NYC, right? Those are definitely where the most drunk shenanigans on my end. This is one that I don't think I've ever told you about because it's kind of a weird one. It's like a random one, but it's something that I just did in college. So basically, when I would get drunk, obviously. And then at the end of the night, for whatever reason, me and my friends thought it was hilarious. And like I just started doing it. I didn't really ask them. I just started doing it. I would just jump over stuff.
Oh, God. It's a horrible idea.
So I would jump over like hedges, you know, like, fences that weren't like, you know, obviously like 6 feet high. I couldn't jump over that. But like, you know, just like, you know, road walkways, right? Anything that's like maybe like a few feet off the ground, and, you know, jump over stuff like that. And then eventually I built up my jumps. I was able to jump over stuff. The funny thing is, I never clipped anything. Like, everything that I tried to jump over, like, I'm like, I realistically could. And then I just built it up from there. So I had never fallen. I had never, like, clipped my feet or anything like that. Or, you know, I had a pretty good streak going of never, like, you know, failing.
Yeah. You were getting overly confident because you kept clearing things.
And I kept going. And, like, I also had... I don't know if people remember, and they still make them, obviously. But I had like the Skechers shoes that had like, you know, a little bit of a sole. So I had a little bit of a somewhat of a platform with those shoes. Those were the ones I was able to like jump pretty high in. But I'm still at jeans, and I still like my wallet and my phone and stuff in my pockets. But normally I'd want to jump over stuff with like athletic shorts and sneakers. But anyways, so I built up stuff, kept going, and then one day my friends were like, "Do that trash can over there."
Oh, right. God.
So it was the trash can was kind of weird because it looked like I could, it looked easier than I, obviously, as I'm spoiler alert, it looked easier than I thought it was going to be, but it had like a little slant on it, right? So I was like, okay, my feet can start with the low part of it, and then I'll just be, hopefully I'll clear the high part of it, you know? So I go, it's probably 2 o'clock in the morning, coming back to the dorms, whatever, wherever we're heading back to. And I go, and my Skechers, like the bottom of my Skechers, clip the trash can, like the very top. I almost cleared it. But then I fell. Luckily, I broke my fall with
Skechers.
My hands.
Skechers. I love that. So 2000s.
I know. So luckily, I broke my fall. I didn't hit my face, thankfully. And my buddies just like started dying laughing, and they were laughing so much they just ran on the other side of the building and just like laughed out loud the whole time I was on the ground. I started laughing too because I was like, all right, like that was it. That's finally.
I mean, you're bound to have your streak end.
Yeah,
there's no way you're gonna just keep going and going and going.
Yeah, it was built up, and for like reference, it wasn't like a trash can. The trash can had like a receptacle, like, you know, kind of like the ones you see like at a fast food place. Like where it has like a little top thing and you feed it in and then it drops in. So it wasn't like, I mean, that was drunk, being drunk with jeans on and Skechers on. It was going to end at some point, but that was great. It was hilarious. And luckily it didn't get super hurt. So it was totally worth it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you didn't get hurt, but I knew that's where the progression of the story was going, because there's no way, unless you're like training to be like, you know, you do those jumps at track and things like that.
Oh no, I am not training for the Olympics. This is not Olympic jumping by any means.
I know.
Which is great. I thought I was, but I obviously I wasn't.
I mean, you're lucky you didn't like crack your face open.
I am lucky.
I mean, because it's always like concrete around where the trash cans are.
Right. Yeah, and like it's one thing if I'm jumping over a fence and I land in like a field on the other side, you know.
Right.
But this was like there were bricks around. It was in front of a building, and no one would have saw because it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. It would have been me and my friends. But yeah, I could have. It clipped my feet, so I could have like fell on my face. But luckily, I had enough time where I could like, you know, just like brace with my arms. But that was. But yeah, that was eventually gonna happen. So how about you?
Well, wait. First, I want to hear what was the drink of choice. When all these like jumping, and specifically this jump in question, was it a beer jump? Was it hard liquor jump?
This is Keystone Light.
That's great.
Back then, a 30 pack of Keystone Light was $10.
Oh my God. I think we drank like Bush beer.
Bush Light.
I don't know if it was light. It was just Bush.
You don't even know if it was light or not. You just drank Bush.
No, I don't think it was light. I think it was just Bush.
Regular Bush? Oh, my God.
And then, you know, there was, like, other things, like the Hypnotic. Remember Hypnotic? Like, that blue stuff? Do you remember that?
I don't know if I've ever had it
before. Lots of, like, flavored Smirnoff.
Yeah,
like...
I've definitely seen it before. I don't know if I've ever had it, because I'm always like, no. I think I'd turn that down if I saw it.
Or that, like, the freaking vodka that's in the plastic bottle. That's how you know it's, like, super cheap vodka.
My buddy, I think it's called Zenka.
Yeah, the Russian one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
super cheap. Yeah, he chugged a whole bottle of it, which is similar to it. I know. And then, like, he passed out, and then there's a hilarious picture of me. My other friend took a picture of him passed out, and there's a picture of me like deer in the headlights. Like I was in college. I was like baby face. I had like a plain white t-shirt on. I was just like I turn and look at the camera like this, and my buddy's passed out from chucking Senka in the background.
Oh my God.
His face is like his face was like dangled in the shower stall. You know, he was like passed out in his underwear. It was great. It was
not
fun.
Not good.
But he was fine. He recovered. So
okay,
he was
good. He lived to tell the tale.
I had a hangover.
Thank goodness.
So, yeah, and I'm going off here. I want to hear more Krong stories.
Well, I don't actually know if I told you this story. 50-50 chance. I don't think so. But you know, my parents are pretty strict, so I would go to friends' houses to like. Drink or you know like do party type things. So this was right before I went to college. I met up with that one friend who's like your outgoing friend who has like the older sibling that could get you the booze, right? You know,
because
we were 18, we were underage, but we were legal age for Europe, so I think it's fine.
Yeah, that's true.
we weren't living in Europe at the time, but you know, I think it's okay.
Legally drinking, that's legit.
Exactly,
yeah.
It's 18. So it was the day before I was going to college orientation, which in hindsight, not the best idea, really. Because I had never drank whiskey before, and it was the first time drinking Jack Daniels.
Oh my.
And it was not a good plan for me. And it hit me so hard. And it didn't, you know, didn't even have that much, but it hit me hard. And, you know, we were about to go out, and she lived like upstairs, up a carpeted flight of stairs. And I fell face first a whole flight of carpeted stairs. And I had rug burn like all over my face.
Holy
for freshman
shit.
Orientation and for my college ID picture. So like
do you have this picture?
It's probably buried somewhere. Yeah, I could find it for you.
Please.
Luckily, because, you know, like the
I'm
picture.
Glad you're okay, but
I know exactly. Like the picture is really small. I know, it's so embarrassing. So like I'll point it out to you where the rug burn is in the picture, but maybe, you know, luckily the pictures are small, right? But I could not believe I did that. Oh my God. I couldn't drink Jack Daniels for like years after that.
Whiskey doesn't take any prisoners. You drink that.
No.
You drink that. It's you know, you are the whiskey, and usually it's the whiskey.
Oh my God. I couldn't believe I fell down a whole flight of stairs.
I mean, at least they were carpeted.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
I mean, not that it breaks the fall soft.
A little bit.
It does a little bit. Not that it's soft, but
yeah.
If you, depending how hard you fall, oh, Jesus,
it hurts so bad. Oh my God. And then just like going to orientation after that, it's just like, wow. Starting off on a great foot here.
Like, what's wrong with this girl? She's already like,
what happened to her?
Yeah. That is so great. That's so funny.
Yeah. So it was a fail even before I got to college, you know?
Yeah.
Tipsy gone wrong. Truly.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I also, you'll appreciate this. You'll laugh at this. This is pretty much like your relationship with me kind of summed up in life.
Oh.
Well, like, not our relationship, because this is definitely about me selfishly, but you'll appreciate like the whole backstory because, well, not the really backstory, but so one time I had this drunk declaration, okay? You know how I always fantasize about being like a suave, like bank robber from a movie?
Yes, but please don't actually ever execute it. Okay,
no, I don't think I could do it. I'm all talk. But anyways, there's this pizza place, okay? You know, you probably know where this is going, but at this pizza place, they made really good subs. They made awesome calzones, and it's New Hampshire portion in college, so
okay.
Big calzones, okay. good portion on the subs, right? Chicken parm, obviously. And I made this declaration one night. I'm like, guys, one of my friends, I'm like, you guys, I think it's time that we rob 174. And they're like, what? I go, do you realize how many chicken parms we can make if we rob 174?
So you weren't going to like take their money. You were going to take their chicken parm.
I was going to take their dough and their food. Yeah, I didn't even want the money. I was like, let's just steal. Let's just rob them and steal all of their food products. Oh, my God. Because I love their chicken parms.
Well,
so much.
I sincerely hope you did not do that.
No, I didn't. No.
Okay, thanks.
No. That was drunk confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to be the badass.
Same with the trash can. Same with that flight of stairs.
Well, that wasn't you trying to be a badass. That was that you just
No,
felt,
that
right?
was straight up like I'm pretty clumsy. I don't know if you know this about me. I've become like a little bit more graceful with age, but I was very clumsy. Yeah. I was not like
Well, whiskey and clumsy do not go well together. I'm
no.
sure.
Where'd that flight of stairs come from? I don't know.
Came out of nowhere.
It came out of nowhere. It really did. The Jack Daniels like gave me whiskey goggles and I didn't see the stairs.
I mean, whiskey's tough. Whiskey is, you know, you gotta be prepared for whiskey, because that's pretty hard stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I probably did not do the pat thing, which is where you're responsible and you eat beforehand.
Big time.
Nobody knows. I don't remember. Probably not.
Yeah. I mean, I of course, like if I get really drunk, I eat during it, but big time, definitely eat before. Got to have bread and meat for it. Like college, that was my rule. Bread. I need something with bread
or
meat.
You're so responsible. Look at you.
I mean, selfish because I want to eat anyway. But like, sure. Yeah. But I was like, all right, if I go out drinking, you know. I mean, most of the time we drank Keystone Light because it was like the cheapest thing to buy. It was basically like, you know, mostly water.
Yeah.
Not all water, right?
Yeah. But the light beer is that. Yep.
Yeah. I think my liquor in college was rum. So I was just like, Pepsi, rum, Coke, or rum, whatever.
Oh, yeah, I did the flavored vodkas was always the thing.
Mm.
Different types of flavored vodkas.
Okay. Yeah, no more whiskey, right? Yeah.
Oh, definitely no whiskey. No, all clear drinks.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a little bit of tequila here and there, but just clear, hard alcohol. No, nothing with any of that color shit. Keep the whiskey away.
Yep. Yeah. And now we've graduated to actually mixing in actual flavor.
I know. Now we've got it together, you know.
Yeah.
Even though we have some stories of our own together. But, you know, I mean, the biggest thing is that I can hold my liquor so much better
than
you.
Yeah, so this is highly disputed among us. She had, you got one night on me.
Uh-uh. Way more than one night. Don't even.
Highly disputed, obviously.
Yeah.
But I've also had nights where I've held it better than you.
You can't talk about because I didn't want to drink a beer because my stomach was full of carbonation, that then I switched to something else. That's not like you out drinking me. That's me switching drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly what night you're talking about. You're talking about the night at Mosaic. No. Mm-mm. I switched to a different drink. It's different. We all know that if it went drink for drink, I could drink all you right. under the table.
If you're, no, I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
You know what? I think there's only going to be one way we settle this.
This is not going to end well.
No, it's not. All right,
well, so you're sitting on, your mountaintop that you're sitting on is mm-hmm. flawed. Why is that? The Central Park with the jungle juice.
Right out of the gate. Like second or third day.
That's the throne you sit on, you hold over my head. Now, the problem is, there's a problem with the whole story. Short story. Kronk made these, was that blueberry lemonade?
No, it's jungle juice.
Jungle juice, okay. So, one, start off jungle juice, okay?
Right. It's now pretty lethal.
You tell me, okay? I'll be in my seat. I'm going to put you in my seat, and you tell me if you would have been able to do this,
mm-hmm.
okay? Jungle juice, right? I didn't pee the entire time.
Well, who told you to do that?
But let me ask you a question. Excuse me. Yes, Kronk. You're drinking jungle juice for 5 hours straight.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go to the bathroom once. Could you do it?
Yeah, but it would be different for me because, like, I have a smaller bladder than you. You can hold your pee for, like, way longer than I can. I need to, like...
Clearly.
I need to empty the tank. Like, I could never go that long without ever peeing.
But I
could go as long as I could go, but at some point I'd have to pee.
Mm.
Like... Because just naturally, after I start drinking, you know, two drinks in or something, break the seal, so to speak. And, you know, it was also summer, like it was hot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we were like drinking water in addition to, you know, drinking alcohol and all that.
But it's you're holding me in this position where I clearly should have gone to the bathroom, and it would have made a big difference whether or not what happened at the end of the night when I was really drunk and Sarah took care of me. But I had it together.
Force feeding you food.
I had it together.
Because we only ate snacks all day.
Right. Exactly. Me not eating snacks. I didn't go to the bathroom. My stomach was literally jungle juice. Right?
I know,
It's literally just jungle juice, and I held it together, and I passed out like at night. Because we were day drinking. And that's your glory over me.
I have more than just that story.
Highly debated and disputed, obviously.
More examples for you. Way more examples than just that day. But first of all, you know, how are we ever going to, like, test the limits of this? Just because we'd have to sit there not going to the bathroom and just drinking jungle juice? Like,
I dare you. I dare you to
I
not
accept
pee.
This dare.
I dare you to not pee for 4 hours and drink jungle juice.
I accept.
I dare you.
I accept.
All right. This is fucked up. We're in trouble.
Fine. Whatever.
But, yeah.
Drink for drink. Sip for sip.
You want to do drink for drink?
We have to.
Interesting.
Otherwise, what fair is that? That's not going to be fair. If we're drinking different quantities.
But you're going to hold the small bladder over me if we do drink for drink. You're going to make my bladder smaller, so...
Well, like you said, 4 hours. Fine.
Oh, man, this is going
to
get
I don't
bad.
Think I'm going to last 4 hours without peeing. If I have to drink, though, no way.
see, now we just made progress. You've just confessed.
That has nothing to do with my tolerance. How often I go to the bathroom is up to me.
It's not... Because you... thank you. You're actually helping me prove my point. You're trying to tell me it was tolerance, where clearly it was a storage issue for me not peeing.
Yeah, but nobody, like, held your hand and said, you cannot go to the bathroom while we are in Central Park. You cannot.
But that's why I can hold it, because I didn't feel it at that time. It bottled up at the end, obviously. It mm-hmm. backfired. Like, at the end of the night, it backfired.
Right, when you stand up after sitting down and drinking, it's a big difference.
But in the moment, I'm good. I don't feel the need. I'm like, oh, my God, I have to go. That never... happened to me pretty much until we got back, right? I'm assuming I peed when I got back.
See, that's crazy to me. After a day to 7 hours of drinking to get on the subway without first going to the bathroom, I don't know how you do that.
So it's possible, I don't remember, but it's possible that I went 6-7 hours without peeing while drinking jungle juice.
It's possible, yeah.
I think it's more impressive than it is.
It is not impressive. Get over yourself.
But I'm just saying, like... I'm just saying, like, 6-7 hours? I mean, it's not healthy.
No.
It's definitely not healthy. So it's not, like, a great thing, but it's, like, it's kind of crazy that I lasted that long, but I don't know.
Yeah, but, see, you're so closely intertwining these two things, and they're just different. They're not, you're thinking they're way more related than they are. They're not as related. They're two different things. bladder, and then drinking drink for drink.
We've never done that, though. We always get different drinks.
I know. That is true, because you usually tend to go towards beer first, unless you're doing, like, rum and coke, and I tend to go towards vodka. So one of these days, we're going to have to do drink for drink, portion it out, right. See who lasts the longest.
All right.
It's the only way we're going to settle it.
All right, so we'll have to set. We'll set it up. We'll agree on the alcohol.
Yes. No, it has to be, because, like, we know I'm not going to beat you in a whiskey drinking contest. I would die first. Because I still can't drink it, like, over and over again. I can have, like, drink.
So it sounds like we're going to have to do vodka. That's what it sounds like.
Well, as long as that's okay for you.
Yeah, but, like, if we do, like, Goose or something like that.
See, you like Goose. I'm down to do a Grey Goose drinking contest. We're in trouble.
This is not going to end well
for us.
This is going to have to be like a vacation challenge or something like that. Somewhere we're not responsible anywhere. We can just get trashed.
No driving, nothing. Yeah.
Well, it could also be, if we ever go back there, we could do a margarita challenge when we're in Vegas.
Ooh. Oh, we have some good stories from Las Vegas, too. That was also early on in our relationship, the first time we went.
And then that would be good. We can order drink for drink. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that was hilarious. Now, as great as it was being in the Lazy River at the MGM in Vegas.
Right.
That was great. We were clearly rookies in the game in Vegas. Oh, we were Vegas rookies.
Yeah, we were jet lagged. So we were up at 7 a.m. and we started drinking at 7 a.m. in the Lazy River. We were totally lit by lunchtime and could not, like, survive the night then.
Yeah, because so we drank, and the margaritas were gigantic, too.
Yeah, it's they were like those 32-ounce tall boy frozen margaritas.
Yeah, like the cups you get at, like, NFL stadiums and stuff, you know. And they might have been slightly bigger than that. But though they went down, I mean, that's the dangerous part. Margaritas, they go down easy.
Yep.
Go down quick.
Especially when you're in that desert heat. It's hot.
Yeah, we were there.
Really, really hot.
We were there in September in Vegas, so it wasn't the hottest Vegas could be, but it was hot.
No, it was still really hot.
I mean, obviously for us, we're coming, you know, but that was great. That was a fun trip. And then leaving Las Vegas.
Oh my God! You want to talk about someone making a scene in the airport? It's you.
Hold on. Hold on. Yes, we're gonna get to that.
It's you.
We'll get to that. But we're going to talk about someone who was very grumpy having to wake up and go on a flight versus me, who was still having a blast. I was trash.
Because I think I made the mistake of going to sleep. So my buzz from the night before wore off. And then you're just like groggy, hungover. And you, I think, rallied and didn't go to sleep. And so you were still like riding the wave from the previous night. You were
mimosas,
just like...
Yeah.
Wild in that airport.
Yeah, because we had leftover vodka, but we had to get rid of it before we got on the plane.
Oh, so that's what you did then.
Right. So I made what's vodka and orgy? What the hell is it called?
Is it called a sombrero? No. It's called... Oh, shit.
Oh, we're going to get killed by this. We've had a million of these.
Not a sombrero, but it's
but we
similar.
Had champagne, too. So we probably had mimosas. We probably made, you know, like if we bought champagne
vodka
and OJ.
Vodka OJ, though.
But vodka OJ, what the hell is it called? I don't know. But anyways, vodka OJ.
Lost.
But I was having a blast. You were like, are you kidding me? Like, what's wrong with you? You're like, and I was like, I'm like, I'm having fun. You know, like, I'm having fun.
I had fun too. I was just a little bit tired.
You were grumpy. She was grumpy and tired. She wasn't having it. Crunk, you were not having it.
Listen, you were karate chopping in the airport. You were flinging your flip-flops around, waiting in line for a Cinnabon. Like.
Yeah, that was a good time.
You were like flicking your shoes, hi-yah!
While holding a drink, which is great. Oh man, open containers,
you know,
the best. But
I just wasn't prepared for it. Like, I'm not a morning person, as you know better than anyone. Mm-hmm. But I just wasn't prepared for your like energy that early in the morning. So now I know.
That was the first year of our relationship, right? We went to Vegas.
Yeah, it was. That was the first trip we ever took together. But see, you're painting it all wrong. The rest of the trip was great.
No, it was. No, it was.
It was just that early morning, get to the airport after you've drank for 4 days type of thing. So don't paint me in the corner.
No, I'm just saying at the end of the, well, yeah, to your point, to defend you, it was very early in the morning. Most people everyone hates having to go to the airport, wait in a line, do all that shit.
I know, especially after Las Vegas. Like, forget it.
Yeah, 4 days is a good amount. I mean, you only need 3 days in Vegas, but 4 days is...
Well, I just mean, like, too. After you've partied for that many days and then you're rolling to the airport, you're just like, you're done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think the smart move long term, I think the next, if we do Vegas again or something like that, if we go to a place where we're just going to party, I think the move is, obviously, if you can avoid an early morning flight, that's better, right? But at least if, like, if your last day of checking out, just chill by the pool and have, like, a sober, relaxing session, like, in between when you go to the airport and when you last party. I think that buffer is good. Yeah,
something tells me, though, when they come around with those frozen margaritas, well, they might lure you in again.
I know, which is good. I mean, you know, maybe you just have one and then, like, have
there
lunch.
There you go.
You know,
hair of the dog.
But yeah, I mean...
Oh, the buffets in Vegas, that Wynn buffet was insane.
Yeah,
that was, like, the best buffet I've ever
Vegas,
been to in my life.
They know how to have parties, have a good time, and, you know, it's nuts. It's nuts, all of it. But it's great. It's a good time. We'll be back soon. I don't know when, but we'll be back at some point.
Yep.
So...
Record the podcast over there.
There you go, Kronk. Oh, my God.
Am I life hacking it or what?
That's a life hack. Kronk, props to you for that. Vegas episode for sure.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
On the lazy river. We'll get some waterproof microphones.
Holy
we'll
crap.
Record while we're on the
lazy
river.
Oh, no. We're going to need like a whole table. We're going to need like inflatable rafts to like put all our shit on. We're going to need to have a float for like a battery or something like that.
Yeah. It'll be a little bit complicated.
A lazy river podcast recording. That's insane.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to execute, but we'll try.
Yeah. Well, the problem is there's the waterfall as you go under it. So it's probably
We'll have to have
like a raincoat and just like stand over our mic.
Well, I mean, they make waterproof cameras, but we're getting ahead of ourselves. We'll figure it out.
It's probably impossible.
Yeah, it probably is.
So shenanigans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's time to roll into our game for today.
I think so, and I think this tipsy theme, drunk theme, is great. And we've agreed to find a crime, a drunk crime, on the internet. So, according to the internet, these are true.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want to go first, or am I going first?
Sure. Do we want to set the stakes ahead of time, or are we doing establishing the stakes at the end?
Okay. Yes. All right. So yeah, our last punishment was a book report, but we're gonna do a different game today with true crime. So, I think the punishment we agreed is it's 4 days in life.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
4 days. So what do you got, Kronk, for 4 days?
You want me to tell you now, so you know ahead of time?
Ooh. Or do we want to save it for the end?
No, we'll say it ahead of time so we know, like, what's on the table.
All right. Tell me, what do you got for 4 days?
So I'm going to make you cook dinner for 4 days. 4 days straight. Taking a break.
All right. That's your risk.
Whatever. I'm not going to do anything. Just going to sit back. You know what? Maybe I'll play, some video games or... watch some TV.
If you played video games while I cooked dinner, I'd be proud of you. I actually would be.
I'm available.
if you just turn on streaming, I'll be like, eh. If you play video games while I cook,
okay,
be good.
Done.
And now, the new grill's coming. That'd be perfect. I'll grill.
Perfect. No. You have to do something with at least two pots. Yeah, good try. Grilling is way too easy. You have to do something with at least two pots on the stove or something in the oven and on the stovetop.
Whoa, look at you adding things.
Yeah.
I need at least two pots on the stove.
Either two pots on the stove or one pot on the stove and one thing in the oven.
All right, we're gonna. All right.
Not grill, because grill is all in one place.
We'll do two pots in the stove and something in the oven. That's fine. I agree.
Oh no, not three things. Just either or.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
Just, you know.
All right.
Don't oversimplify it.
4 days in a row.
And it can't be like microwavable, obviously.
All right. Yeah, that's fine.
What do you got for me?
All right. So 4 days straight.
Yeah.
You have to go to the driving range.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm trying to get you back on the golf course a little bit. So.
Yeah.
So really, I'm like hooking you up.
Well,
but you gotta hold up. You gotta go 4 days in a row.
I'm not good at golf. So it's really more for you. But at least the range is different than attacking a whole course. I don't think. I would make you golf 4 days in a row
unless we're doing like a crazy punishment.
That would be insane.
If you bring if you bring the noise one time and you have a crazy punishment, I will make you golf 4 days in a row, 18 holes.
I mean, really, it's more embarrassing for you than it is for me because you know how like not good I am at golf. So really, it's more embarrassing for you because we're holding up the whole like golf parade here.
The golf line, the tee times. Okay, all right. So we have
all right. Our stakes. This is good. I like this.
4 day punishments.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that's it. Okay, so true. drunk/tipsy crime. Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Okay. So my true crime took place in New York City in 2014. So a stenographer was drunk on the job. And allegedly, this was a high-profile criminal trial. And so instead of taking the notes for the trial, what did this drunk stenographer write in the court notes instead? Was it A, did he do direct quotes from the movie The Shining? Was it B, guilty, 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 over and over again? Was it C, I hate my job? Or was it D, he murdered her, he told me in the bathroom?
All right, so the stenographer, he found, like, they found out he wrote this while he was drunk and it was false.
Well, he's supposed to be taking notes of everything that's going on in the courtroom.
And all he did was write one sentence.
Well, he wrote something over and over again, but which of these four things did he write over and over again? Instead of accurately, you know.
Okay. Okay. So A, just do the quick rundown again.
Mm-hmm. Was it A, direct quotes from the movie The Shining?
The Shining. Quotes from The Shining.
Mm-hmm. B, guilty. Over and over.
Over and over again.
C, I hate my job. Or D, he murdered her, he told me in the bathroom.
He murdered her, he told me in the bathroom. And this is a high profile trial. Did it say what type of trial it was?
High-profile criminal trial.
High-profile criminal trial. He was drunk. Man. I'm going to go with he murdered her, he told me in the bathroom.
Oh, okay. That is incorrect.
Damn it. Shit.
That was my decoy for you. That so was it worked.
Oh, crap.
I know. It was, I hate my job, over and over again.
Shit.
Nice. Snaps for me.
Damn it.
Well, and apparently he ruined like 30 different trials. He must, like, no one was checking his court notes or something. I mean, he got fired, obviously.
How does he even get 30? He has a history of ruining cases?
Well, he was not taking notes. He was writing something else.
How did they not catch him after like
one
or two?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
After his second fuck up.
They should be checking the notes after every trial. Yeah. That's
messed up.
Crazy. That is crazy.
That's a lot of trials. Wow.
Yeah.
Come on. Get it together, NYC.
Get it together.
So, all right.
All right. What do you got for me?
All right. Well, I found this on, you know, a website, obviously on the internet, obviously, about Taco Bell.
Oh, your fave. One of your faves.
This is a legendary story, okay? So, we love this place, but we aren't surprised by what it's about to hear, and I don't think anyone else will be. This took place in the state of Florida.
There it is.
Okay, this is a Florida drunk crime. All right. So, a gentleman was in the drive-thru at Taco Bell. The police came. Police were called to address this man in a Taco Bell drive-thru. For which of the following reasons? Was it A, he threw feces at one of the employees in the drive-thru window?
God.
Was it B, making out with the order window? Was it C, having sex with his girlfriend in the drive-thru.
Whoa.
Or was it D, started a fire in the drive-thru?
Oh, wow. Oh, God.
You guys, this is Florida. This is Florida.
Dang. Legendary. These are good. These are good. These are hard. This is hard to pick. This is hard to pick.
Yeah, so this is obviously in the drive-thru. Why were police called to this man was obviously drunk. Obviously,
we know he's drunk in this. I'm going to say sex with the girlfriend in the drive-thru.
So your answer is C, having sex with his girlfriend in the drive-thru?
Yes.
Wrong.
Is it fire? I was going to say fire too. Dang.
So, all right. Here's where it gets legendary. So yeah, threw feces at the employee. Not true.
Ooh.
Making out with the order window. I wish that was true. I made that one up.
I mean, I'm sure things like that have happened, but it's not really a reason to call the police maybe per se.
I'm sure someone's done it actually. So yeah, having sex with his girlfriend was the decoy. That was a good one. So okay, started a fire. So here's what happened. Kids, obviously he's wasted. He puts his car in park. His car is in park.
Mm-hmm.
He gets his food, and they were about to hand him something else, but he falls asleep. So he falls asleep, and his foot is on the gas pedal. So his car is spinning wheels.
Oh, geez. Burning.
Engine catches on fire. Okay? I'm laughing because the end of this story is absurd.
The cops come.
They wake him up. He comes to, and the cops go, "Can I see some ID?"
Yeah.
The guy hands the cop a taco.
That's great.
That's such a great story. Even though fucking his car is on fire, he could have died.
Yeah.
Like obviously. Yeah.
No,
right?
That's super dangerous. Like, wow.
He's in the drive-thru, and I don't know. I didn't get the details, but this is in Florida. I didn't know if it's like, because some of those things, like, the other thing is, some of the other passengers could have been fucked, like, behind him, because...
Oh, yeah, if there was anyone directly in front of him if his car wasn't in park, and he was right. Just gunning it, or someone coming out of the parking lot,
Also, too, like, I mean, I think most of the drive-thrus now, like, you can get out of them, you can, like, go to the side and drive out, but, like, if it's, like, a narrow drive-thru, and, like, there's cars, and, like, the person in the other car is afraid it's a fire, and they just get out of their car because they can't back up. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The car could have blown up, and then, I don't know. But anyways, yeah. Yeah, the cop asked for identification, and this drunk dude hands him a taco after he wakes up from almost lighting himself on fire.
Oh, my God.
Lighting his car on fire.
Oh, my God.
Taco Bell drunk story.
That is great.
Fourth meal.
That is great.
The website was cool, I guess. He went to go pick up his fourth meal.
Ah, I was so close to picking fire too. Dang, I should have gone with my gut on that one.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping that like the weird ones would be like, that's a Florida move. Starting a fire was very basic. I thought it was gonna be like, but yeah.
Yeah. Oof. Well, wait. So now do we both get punished?
We do.
Okay. I think that's the only fair thing to do. So, what are you going to cook, boo?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yay.
Well, I'll probably have to just do vegetables and, like, have to chop up vegetables, right?
Mm-hmm.
Peppers.
Mm-hmm.
Spinach. I don't know. I got to think about this now. But, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you excited to hit golf balls?
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. So, we both get punished. So, yeah. That's our drunk... Tipsy trivia, true crime.
Love it. Well, I will see you at the driving range then.
All right.
It's gonna be good. I will stick to my end of the deal.
4 days in a row.
Good. 4 days in a row for you too.
Yeah. Right. Oh. Don't worry. We're gonna eat 4 days in a row. I'm more concerned about going to the range 4 days in a row.
Gotta make it happen.
All right.
Okay. Gotta do it.
Okay. So. All right, everybody. Thanks for watching and listening.
And we will report back with how our punishments went.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Take care.
Kronk and the Bro is produced in partnership by House of Kronk and Young Hall. This episode is edited and mixed by Sarah Kronk. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and follow us on social media at Kronk and the Bro. Thanks for listening.